Happy Monday. Today is Martin Luther King Day. It's January the 20th, 2020, 120, 2020. It is 8:39 and we are live for another Closet Conversations with Cody. I'm excited to be here. I've been so looking forward to this morning's message. And before we hop into our message on heart, we're going to talk about just some of the testimonies that we were able to experience, Christiana and myself were able to experience over the weekend. So if you had not been following along with my posts, I had shared a couple of videos from the North Georgia Revival Women's Conference. So this was our second conference. We had just shy of 1,000 women there at the North Georgia Revival Women's Conference. So it was an incredible time. I was able to be there. I know I'm not a female, but I was there serving and just helping however I could. And so I was able to sit in on that and pastor all the different pastors, Pastor Jill Mathis, Pastor Christina Allen, Pastor Paula Joe, Derek Cott, and then, of course, our very own Pastor Karen Smith. They just knocked it out of the park. And deep revelation. The worship was on point. And so it was just incredible. I just wanted to touch on some of the highlights of that. And, you know, one of the highlights obviously was just being able to watch my wife lead these women in worship. And it was incredible. The heart that Christiana has when she worships, I continuously see when I watch her worship, I see her sitting at the feet of Jesus, very similar to Mary, the one that washed Jesus's feet with her tears and her hair. I just see when Christiana worships, I just see her sitting there and just looking into the eyes of Jesus and just singing directly to him. It doesn't matter what people are thinking. It doesn't matter if they're worshiping or not, because Christiana's worshiping. So that was one of the blessings that I was able to walk away with from this weekend. And then I was able to pray with two ladies, and they received their prayer language. So they were baptized into the Holy Spirit, and they received their prayer language and speaking in tongues. And so just an incredible weekend. And then last night we had week 102 of the North Georgia Revival. Pastor David Edmondson from Covenant Connections Church just brought a mighty word about things that God has hidden in the water throughout creation. And so many times, and I talked about this last Monday, why do we do baptisms? Why is God meeting people in the baptism, in the baptismal pool? And it continues to go back that it's not a baptism of salvation or a call to salvation, but it's a baptism where God is meeting people. And Pastor David just did an incredible job of showing throughout Scripture, even going back to Genesis 1 from the beginning. And he brought up a great point about, you know, God spoke light into existence, but before light, there was water. There was water. And so out of the water came light. And so if you want to listen to that, I'll post that in the comment section after this video is done. You can go back and listen to that. And then, of course, the worship by Joe and Christian Leapheart and Crystal Nicole was on point last night. So that service will bless you. But I just wanted to share that God is continuing to move. So if you've yet to be attend the North Georgia Revival, I'd love for you to be my guest. And God is just meeting people and in the altars, in the water. And so it's phenomenal. And we give God all the glory. But this morning, I was going to go a different direction. I was going to talk about the different levels of grace and how that applies to us as Christians and sons and daughters of the Most High. But I didn't feel peace to release it yet. So I'm going to continue to chew on that. I'm going to continue to pray about how God wants me to release it. I know what we're going to talk about, and so I think we're going to dive into that next Monday. So make sure that you tune in on next Monday. But let's just hop into the Word today. We've got quite a few people on. So without further ado, so I've been going through. I started a Bible plan on my Bible app, and we've got 8 different people in there with us, and we're going through the entire Bible in 30 days. And so, you know, I've had people question me, well, why are you going through the entire Bible? What good is it? What does that do? Are you really learning anything? The answer is yes. And I found that a lot of the times that people necessarily aren't responding because of they're not responding with that question, why are you doing it, out of necessarily the wrong reasons. But what I found is I feel like most people, they have the desire to do that, but then they feel some kind of conviction because they hear people that are doing it and then they're not doing it. And that's not why I'm doing it. And that's not why I'm sharing it. I was inspired by David Hogan. And so David Hogan, I think I've talked about him before, but David Hogan was at the North Georgia Revival on December 8th. And he reads 100 chapters a day, 100 chapters of the Bible a day. So he actually reads through the entire Bible in 2 weeks. And then the next 2 weeks, he listens to the entire Bible. And so it really inspired me. It really challenged me and said, well, and by the way, David Hogan and his ministry alone. So David Hogan personally has raised 37 people from the dead, 37 people that were pronounced dead. One story that he shared, there was a child, he was in the bush of Africa, and this lady walked 3 days because God told her that David Hogan could bring the son back from the dead, and David Hogan walked the bush. So the child was dead over 6 days, and David Hogan gets there. The mom says, this is the boy. David Hogan says, rise in the name of Jesus, death leave. And the boy was raised from the dead. And then, I mean, there were so many other women and children and men that had died in that village. And all of these people came up to David Hogan because he turned around and walked away. And David Hogan said, no, this was for her. She's the one. And so just incredible testimonies of the Lord. And that's what I want to see in my life. That's what I want my children to see. That is the power. And that is what we are called and allowed to walk in through the covenant of Jesus Christ. That's what, when he died, we received Holy Spirit. And because we received Holy Spirit, now we have the same authority and the same power that Jesus did when he was here on earth. And we look at that in Matthew 10:1, and it says, he's given us power over all unclean demonic spirits and over all sickness and illness. And so if that says that in Matthew 10:1, I'm crazy enough to believe that I can do the same thing. Amen. And so again, it all comes back to the reason I'm going through the Bible is because if someone else is doing it, I want to do it. And I know I can do it. Very similar to the 5-minute mile. Everyone said that it was impossible to run a mile in under 5 minutes. And guess what? Someone did it. And now the record has been broken over and over and over again. And so David Hogan inspired me. I want to inspire you. We are going to read the Bible for 30 days. So we're ending on January 30th. We'll have gone through the entire Bible, but we're going to start that plan again in March. And so if you want to hop on, if you want to become part of that, and you want to challenge yourself and you want to grow in the Lord and learn about the promises, learn about the goodness of God through Genesis all the way to Revelation, you can do that. I'll send you an invite when we get closer to time. But I said all that to say, so right now I'm on day 20. So I'm 10 days from completing the 30 days, and it's been incredible. But right now I'm in the book of Jeremiah. And so as I've been listening and just diving into Jeremiah, and it's one of the books that I've read before, but really just tuning in and listening to what Holy Spirit wants me to get from it. And as you see from the very first chapter of Jeremiah, which follows Isaiah, Isaiah was prophesying of Jesus Christ. And you see that in Isaiah 58 and Isaiah 48 and Isaiah 53. Like, we see that all throughout he was prophesying about Jesus. But then we get to Jeremiah, where he's known as the weepy prophet. Because he's crying. And the reason he's crying is because he knows the hearts and minds and actions of the Israelites. And so I'm just going to read through some of these notes that I jotted down as I was kind of reviewing the book of Jeremiah. And we're going to dive in and talk about the heart. And the whole purpose of today's message is the heart. Okay, so let me read these notes. So the book of Jeremiah talks about how the Israelites have turned from God. that Jeremiah finds the Israelites, the same Israelites that were freed from slavery and bondage of Egypt, that walked through the river or the ocean parted, the Red Sea parted, the manna that was provided from heaven, the water from the rock, the walking in the promised land, seeing armies destroyed by the power of God, the provision, the constant goodness of God. So we see all of that. Then we get up to Saul and the book of Judges, and people are turning, and then the turning away from God, and then they cry out to God, and then God raises up a judge, and the judge, while the judge is in place and the people are being obedient, we find them just walking in an abundance and prosperity. And then we fast forward to King Saul, and they wanted a king because the Israelites wanted to be like everyone else. And then Saul was raised up, and Saul fell, and then David was raised up, and then David with Bathsheba. And then we get to Solomon, and Solomon built the temple out of gold, pure gold. The Bible says that it was either First or Second Kings or First Chronicles that there was so much gold in the kingdom of Israel and in Judah that it was like silver and gold were like as common as grass is on the ground. There was so much. They were walking in so much abundance and blessing of God that they literally built a temple out of gold. And then we get to Isaiah, and then he's prophesying about the coming Messiah. And then we get to Jeremiah, and we pick up the story. The Israelites have completely turned their back on God. They have turned their heart from God. And as I was reading that and preparing for this morning, I just cannot shake the thought and the feeling that is where the United States is right now. America is in the position that it's in with the abortion rate and New York legalizing abortion and the legalization of marijuana and everything else, the alcohol, I mean, the debauchery, the human sex trafficking, everything is very similar to what the Israelites were doing when Jeremiah was penning his book. So they were worshiping false idols, which is against the second commandment. So they're breaking the commandments of God. The priests were greedy. So the people that were supposed to be prophesying and speaking the word of the Lord and pointing people back to the Father were being greedy. So instead of them taking the sacrifices that were supposed to be meant to God, were meant and established to God for their sacrifices of sin, they were keeping him. So we have greedy prophets, and then there were false prophets that were arising that were saying to go to different gods, and that different gods would save them. And throughout the entire book, we see that Jeremiah is warning these people. He's warning the Israelites. He is being a mouthpiece. He is being like John the Baptist and saying, listen, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is near. And that's when Jesus came and got baptized. And so he's crying out and saying, listen, you guys are living a debaucherous life. You are you know the living God. You know, you've heard all the testimonies. You've heard of all the stories that God has done and how far God has brought us. And now you've completely turned your back, your hearts and minds from him. What are you doing? No wonder Jeremiah was crying. No wonder Jeremiah is known as the weepy prophet. He is crying because of the desolation that these people are choosing to walk in. They're choosing, and it's no different than what people are choosing now. They are choosing to walk in it. Revival is breaking out across the United States. I learned last night that there's a revival near Anaheim, California. There's a California revival. There's revival breaking out there. There was a lady from at the women's conference from the Louisiana. Louisiana's broken out in revival. There's a revival going on in Bourbon Street. Hello. There's a revival. Go and Google it. There's a revival. It's called Saints and Sinners Bar. Literally meeting on Sunday and Monday nights, and they were baptizing on Bourbon Street. Revival is breaking out, yet people are still continuing to turn their back on God. And so this message, this devotion this morning is a cry. It's a plea to those that are watching, to those that are going to stumble across this post, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on our podcast. The cry is turn your heart back to the Lord. Turn your heart. There's nothing so terrible that you could have done or that you're walking in right now that God will not meet you where you're at and say, son, daughter, I love you. It is time to come home. It is time to stop living in the pig pen. It is time to stop eating out of the pig trough. Come back to me. I will clothe you in a robe of righteousness. I will put a ring on your finger and say that you are mine. You are mine. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, hear me. Nothing that you could have ever done is new under the sun. Nothing. The thing that the enemy is condemning you with that says that only you are doing it, that you're the only one, you're not. You're not special. You are special to God, but your sin is not special. Your sin is no different than my sin. We're all sinners. A little white lie is the same sin as committing murder. Committing murder is the same sin in God's eyes as cheating on your wife, as looking at pornography. The same sin of stealing is no different than not honoring your father and mother. It's all sin, and we're all broken. But God is good, and he wants you back. He wants you back with loving, wide-open arms. Amen. All right, let me get back to the notes. So we see that Jeremiah, he issues a final warning. God says, Jeremiah, I need you to speak this. Final warning. You either choose to repent and come back to me, or you are going to be exiled. You are going to return back to where you came from, Babylon, Egypt. And so we see the Israelites break covenant. They break the covenant with God. They break the relationship all the way back from Exodus 20 when Moses comes down from the mount and brings the Ten Commandments. We see they entered into the covenant. You keep these laws. You keep these rules, not as a sense of I don't want you to do fun things, but as a rule to keep you happy, healthy, and safe. There's a reason we don't commit murder. There's a reason we don't cheat on our wives, our spouses. There's a reason we don't steal from other people. All of the Ten Commandments and the rules and laws that were given through Leviticus, they were to keep us happy, healthy, and safe. That's it. It's not that God wants to control and say, don't go out and get drunk. What good does drunkenness do? What good does sleeping around do? What good does putting drugs and things in your body? What good does it do? It doesn't do any good. All it does is it numbs the pain. That's all it does. It's a substitute for something better. That's it. It's a substitute. It's something to put in place of when really all we need is the one that created us. That's what God is saying. So God gave the Israelites an opportunity. He says, listen, turn here, or you're going to go back exactly into the bondage that you were. And so how do we relate that to us? I am here to tell you, beloved, that you have a choice. You watching this, you listening to this, now you have been made aware. You can no longer say, I did not know. The people here in the United States have heard the gospel. They've been presented the gospel at least a dozen times compared to the people that around the world that have never heard the gospel. You will stand in judgment. Every single one of us will stand in judgment, and we will be determined where we will spend in eternity. And you will have a choice. And today is the day of salvation, says the Lord. And so today could be that day. Today could be that day. You do not have to be the Israelites that are going to be returned to bondage and returned to slavery and returned to all the sins and their wicked ways. God has sent me. God has sent me for you hearing this, for you that have that stirring in your heart, that have the kind of like the butterflies in your stomach and say, is he talking to me? Yes, God is talking directly to you. Do not go back to the sinful lifestyle that you've been living in. And if you've been living there and you need help, reach out to me. If you're a female, I will get you in touch with Christiana. If you're a male, reach out to me. We'll pray together. I'll partner with you side by side, because you don't have to live like you've been living. Amen. So listen to some of the things that happened during the book of Jeremiah. Remember how I mentioned that Solomon built the temple out of gold, right? And we've seen from God delivering them all the way up. So they had the chance, repent or be exiled. The temple that Solomon built was destroyed. The temple was destroyed, pure gold. The Israelites tore it down. They destroyed it. And so you're like, well, how could you tear down the temple? How could you tear down the place that where God was residing? Isn't that what we're doing here in the United States? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, it says that we are the temple. Our bodies are the temple. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 6, that we are the temple of the Most High God now. So God lives not in a building, not in some temple that's in Israel, but he lives inside of us. And so when we continue to commit sin and we continue to turn our backs and our minds and our hearts away from the things that God has called us to, we are tearing down the temple. We are destroying the temple of God. When we are not taking care of our bodies, when we're putting drugs in our bodies, when we're putting junk food in our body, when we are using our body to fornicate outside of marriage, we're destroying the temple that God has built inside of us. Beloved, I don't know if you're realizing it, but the United States is not much different than Judah and Jerusalem back in Jeremiah's time. So what does that do for us? What do we need to do? Well, I don't need to be the only one sharing the love that God has for his people to return to him. We need you. God needs you. Take this message. Take this message of redemption through God and share it with those that are around us. Because if we will take and change our perspective of, I don't want to share the gospel with people, I don't know how to talk to people, what happens if someone says no? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Grace came in this morning, and I'm not getting off on a tangent, this is part of the message, but Grace came in this morning and she said, Daddy, my memory verse at church is Isaiah 55:11. Which says that the word of the Lord shall not return void. And what Holy Spirit spoke to me this morning was that it doesn't matter what you feel. It doesn't matter the worry or the anxiety of sharing with somebody. We are called. You and I are called. The sons and daughters of God are called to bring back the people from exile, to bring back the people from slavery. We are called, whether we're releasing a word that's planted as a seed or if we're watering, the word of the Lord shall not return void. So we are called to share the gospel. We are called to share the good news. We are called to bring hope to the captive. We are called to set them free. That's what Isaiah 61 says. We are called to bind up the brokenhearted. When we are not sharing it, when we are not sharing the good news, when we are not sharing the love of God, we are doing a disservice to the reason that God saved us. God did not save us to just have an eternity in heaven. He needs you and I. We entered into his service. We entered into his army to go out and to preach the gospel and to preach the good news and to do the will of God, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out demons and to cleanse the leper and to share the good news. The good news is upon me to preach. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the good news. That's what it says in Isaiah 61. So this is a call not only to the people that are living in bondage and in slavery and not living a godly life and walking with God, but it's also a call to you. It's a call to you to be more bold, to be more brash about your faith. Again, you and I are going to have to stand before Jesus at judgment, and he's going to look at the works that you and I have both done and say, Cody, what did you do? What did you do with your salvation? What did you do with that Holy Spirit that's living inside you? Did you keep it all to yourself? Or did you go out and were you sharing with everybody that you came in contact with? Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I miss it. I miss it. There are times when I'm walking out in public and Holy Spirit says, you need to pray for that person, someone that's walking with a cast or that needs healing. And I miss it. I'm not condemning you. I'm bringing conviction, because just as bad as it is to be in exile and to be away from God, it's just as bad as supposedly being near God and not telling people about your God. It's just as bad. Don't keep the gift that you were given to yourself. As freely as you have received, you freely give. Amen. That was not in my notes, but that's a call to action. Let me share some of these verses. Oh, by the way, in Jeremiah 31, 33, we find that Jeremiah, God speaks to Jeremiah, and he says, but this is the new covenant that I will make with them, the people of Israel, after those days, says the Lord. I will put my instructions deep within them. I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. So even out of the frustration, God is frustrated. You go read through Jeremiah, God just blasts the people of Israel and Judah. He says, oh, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Very similar to what Jesus said to the Pharisees. But out of all of that, out of the despair and the frustration that God has with his people, we still see this. God made a way. And he says, I will make a new covenant and I'll write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. But let me share some of the verses just as I was reviewing. We're coming to a close. We've been live for 27 minutes. I didn't realize that. I apologize. Thank you to those that are still watching. I'm not apologizing. The word of the Lord is being spoken and Holy Spirit is ministering. Amen. Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. This is a heart issue. The issue that with the Israelites, where it was a heart issue. And so that's what God's after. He's after our heart. Jesus was after the hearts of the people. That's why the Pharisees and the Sadducees weren't able to receive what Jesus was doing, because Jesus was after the heart of people. He was after the woman at the well that had slept with five men and living with somebody else. He said, I know what you're doing, but I still love you. Depart from your sin. And what did that woman do? That woman went back to her city and told everybody about Jesus, and many people were saved. That's what we're supposed to do. Remember, I just finished talking about that. It's bad to be away from God, but it's just as bad being near to God, not telling anybody about him. We are called to share that. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with your heart. Do not depend on what your thoughts, what your flesh wants to do. Psalm 51:10 from David, one of the most famous Psalms from David, as he's lamenting and pouring out his heart. He sinned. This is right after he committed the sin with Bathsheba. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Create, that's the cry. Create in us a new heart, a clean heart. Whether you're turned from him or whether you're walking near him and not telling people, I release right now a clean heart, a new heart. Lord, right now, release, come and put a new heart in all of those people that are listening. A new heart, a clean spirit, a loyal spirit. Romans 10:10, right after 10:9, it says, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth and you will be saved. Believe in your heart. For it, Romans 10:10 says, for it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. It is by openly declaring your faith, by declaring the goodness of God, by declaring the promises that God has redeemed you. Deuteronomy 36, the Lord your God will change your heart. and all the hearts of your descendants, so that you will love him with all of your heart and your soul, and so you may live. Now, here's the last one, and we're coming to a close. And I will give you, this is Ezekiel 36:26. It's also in Jeremiah. I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. Beloved, that's where we are. Some of us are there. We have a stony heart. The heart, we've been barraged and berated, and just we've been through some battles. We've just got this stony heart that's still beating, but we don't have a heart for the people. We don't have a heart for the Father. And so just like it says in Ezekiel, it says, I'm going to take out that stubborn, stony heart, and I'm going to give them a heart of flesh that's beating, that's working for me, that loves me with all of your heart. That's what he's after, beloved. That's the message of the Lord for today. He's after your heart. He's after your heart. And so I'm going to close with a prayer of repentance. And so if you need to pray this, just pray it with me. You can stop the video. You can rewind the podcast. Just pray it. If you need to repent, that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Remember, Jeremiah said, you have a choice. You can repent or you can go into exile. All you have to do is repent and ask for forgiveness. He is faithful to forgive us. So let's pray. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for today. We thank you for the breath in our lungs. We thank you that we have another day here on earth. Lord, I come to you. I come to you to repent. Lord, I repent for having a stony heart. Lord, I repent for my heart not being completely sold out to you. I repent, Father, for choosing to walk in wickedness and not in purity and holiness. Lord, I repent. I ask, Father, that you would replace my stony heart and replace it with a heart of flesh, the heart that beats for you and only you, Father, a heart that desires the things of your kingdom, a heart that desires to see your captives set free, your people set free, a heart, Lord, for your word, a heart, Lord, for intimacy with you. Lord, I ask that you would right now take it out and replace it with that heart of flesh. And Father, I thank you that your word says that ask and it shall be given. So Father, I thank you that you are faithful to your word and that my heart, my stony heart has been removed and I now have a heart of flesh. And Lord, for those that that this is just a seed or a watering, Lord, I just pray that your spirit of conviction would come upon them. For those that are living in sin, Lord, that are turned their backs from you, that have walked with you in the cool of the day and now that have turned their back and say, I don't want anything to do with God. Lord, I ask that you'd forgive them. That the spirit of conviction would come upon them, but know that the spirit of forgiveness is right behind them. That your goodness is searching and seeking them down, is running after them, as it says in Psalm 23, that your goodness is running after them. So Lord, let them feel your goodness. Wrap your arms around them today in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And I thank you that you're always there waiting for us to turn and to give you our whole heart and our mind and our soul. Lord, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for staying tuned in for 35 minutes. I apologize. I don't apologize. If this blessed you, feel free to share it. I'll have this up on the podcast and on the YouTube channel by the end of the day today. I've got to run out to an appointment. But thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We will see you next Monday.